This one was inspired by my youth. I started going through a bunch of stuff that I wrote when I was a kid. My grandmother saved all this stuff. And this was kind of part of my first visit to Glenbow, actually. It was one of those things where it was just like reading about it and coming across it was so taken out of context. It sounded so, so wrong. But I had this crush on this girl. And I wrote about it, but it was just a small little snippet, and it just came across as like reading it as an adult. I'm sure as a kid it was very innocent. You have to keep in mind, I was a child when I wrote this. So here's what, the thing that I actually wrote when I was a kid went like this. Penny makes the best snow angels because she can spread her legs so wide. Awful. Awful because this girl was so amazing to me. You have no idea. So I felt like looking back on that, I was like, this person deserves something special, something better. Because she actually was a huge influence on my life, so I wanted to write this piece. Here we go. And I dedicate this to any of you who never got a Valentine's Day card on Valentine's Day. I've been thinking about the word crush, and how you were my first, and how the worst thing that could have happened when you and I were 10 and made the work together on a grade 5 presentation about animals. I was so nervous. Without ever having met you, I would reminisce about how you fell in love with me. It was your typical love story. School is attacked by zombie dinosaurs and a shy kid saves the day. I think about the way I was when I was younger, about how my hunger for acceptance drove me to capitalize my fantasies of love into loneliness, believing everyone else would have to die. But in a role reversal I never expected, you fingertip drew halos in the snow, you saved me. Alone together in the back of a library, we studied each animal's secret society and learned the use of a collective noun. Example, a murder of crows. God knows it sounds ominous, but this is how I learned about community. We have names for the groupings that occur even in the open ocean, a battery of barracuda, a shiver of sharks, a school of fish. And I ponder the brain-dead philosophy that since barracudas and sharks are technically fish, wouldn't the term school of fish encapsulate them as well? It wasn't long before you went on to tell me that each term was in some way meant to suggest the nature of each beast. A destruction of wildcats. A crash of rhinoceroses. This is not meant to say that each animal is considered in some way deadly. There are those who sound downright lovely. A murmuration of starlings, a kindle of kittens, an exaltation of larks. Some are meant to sound industrious or prestigious, a parliament of owls, a labor of moles. But I feel for the outcasts, a smack of jellyfish, an implausibility of wildebeest, a pitying of turtle doves. You love the classification at cowardice of curs. Believe that this is where the term underdog stems from. That sometimes we become more than the definitions that are thrust upon us that we can bite back. That a pack of wolves is part of our ancestry. And in the moment we embrace our history, we become a new destiny. We can rewrite a legacy because we are a storytelling of ravens. I began applying this concept to my life, arriving at the conclusion that dickheads congregate in groups. And I cannot describe the solemn pride that was mine when I was sent home with a report card that read, "Shame does not work well in groups." I told you this, and we both laughed. And maybe it was my happiness that gave me away, betrayed my position to the three boys who made a hobby out of making me cry. I still remember the impact from when they pushed me over in my chair and you could have just sat there. I wouldn't have been angry. But instead, you decided to teach me that assholes come in bunches. I learned this fact at the back of that library. You helped me up off the ground and turned around to tell my attackers, "You guys are a bunch of assholes." We were 10. If you ever want to know how it feels to be saved, just let someone save you. Let someone rescue the smile drowning inside you. It's not too late, I swear. See, I once hit